to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Well, welcome, and positive, empowering resilience. It's not those terms that we often associate with young people, but they're so important from business and from just being people that we really, really, really want to be, rather than getting caught up in this whole frenzy of what society expects us to be, what we expect, how we're supposed to run up our businesses, how we're supposed to run our lives. Now, a lady who's got some great experience in this space, both from her own personal journey, but also from a bucket of learning that she's done, is Lee from Live, Love, Shine. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, positive, empowering, and resilience. That seems like something we should just be innately born with, isn't it? Doesn't everybody get the hang of it? You know, we're all very positive. We get up in the morning, we drink our coffee, we jump into the day, and we can take on the world. Isn't that what we do?
It would be assumed if society perceives people a certain way that things would be that the way it's supposed to be. I guess it should be, but sometimes in reality, we can often be our own worst critics.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you've got some personal experience, but also obviously a whole stack of journey experience in this space. Why do you think that we expect each other to be always happy, always positive, always motivated? Why is it not okay to just go, you know what, I'm having a crap day?
I think it's just not acceptable. Like, in say, if you were to rock up to school one day and pump someone said, oh, hi, how are you going? And you actually said, actually, you know what? People actually don't want to know what really is going on. I think that
this is the throwaway line. Oh, I'm fine. How
I'm
are
fine.
You?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Because how are you?
Someone actually was real about things, they might actually fall apart, and someone else might say, "Hey, I've had something similar." It's this topic that's very taboo. I think it's not very well talked about, and it's a topic I think that really needs to be talked about, especially in terms of youth or girls, or not just youth and girls, but in general, that people could feel comfortable talking about the topics that are not okay. I mean, it's social stigma. I think it would be the biggest thing that stops people from doing it. And sometimes in our own lives, if we have to actually say, you know, if you were to say, oh, hi, I'm having a really crappy day, everyone would be like the old, what's wrong with her? Oh, geez. And then that gossip thing, people's fears, I guess people's general fears would pop up, and it's a natural human emotion.
Is that a fear of being judged, that I'm not having a perfect day?
It's 100% a fear of being judged, you know. You know, I can sometimes get paranoid. My husband will say, babe, just chill, you know, it's not really. And he's like, you know what, if it is like that, let them be like that. Just let it go. I'd written about it before, and it's basically just the power of letting go. My husband is Buddhist, and he's from Thailand. And that we lived over there for a while, and I found that I felt like in Western society, we're very much about money. I mean, I'm not saying that the other countries are not about that, but they're very. There's something for being said in silence, to be just relax. Don't sweat the small stuff. I guess, you know, that saying is always
something to be said
with me.
Is that something to be said in silence?
Silence.
What does that mean?
Pick your battles, I guess. Not fight. You know, things like. It's in those times where you think, oh, I'm going to really, you know, is it really worth the fight? Like, is it really worth getting that 20 cents? Sometimes you might fight over that 20 cents or you want a refund, and then it gets to that point where you boil up and you think, you know what? You know in your voice, you've got that little voice saying, stop it, stop it, stop it. But you think, you know what? It's really, that person's not getting it. But maybe you've just had a day where you've thought, you know what? Maybe it's about you that day. I remember once being in a bank, and I thought that particular time it was a lot of things going on and everything. And I thought, you know what? It was an issue that I hadn't resolved for a long time, and I got to the bank and I thought, you know what, I really need this resolved. This girl, and then the girl burst into tears and told me, oh, you know, my mum's just passed. I thought, oh my God, you know, I was all yelling at her, and I could see all the girls flocking, and I thought, now the whole bank's going to be, those banks, you know, thinking on all that like that. And it had turned out that, you know, it wasn't her. And then I walked away feeling, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to deal with this another day. If it's another 3 years of dealing with this thing, I'm just not going to, it was my grope, you know. It's just about knowing when to pick your battles, yeah.
Okay, so you obviously done some work in this space. And Live, Love, Shine, that's your way of helping the rest of us get the hang of it? Is that what this is all about?
It is about that. And it's about, through the struggles that I've had in my life, empowering others. My story is I have, over the years, had a lot of health issues. I've spent a lot of time in hospitals. And so I've got to see, and especially in particular mental health, at that point in my life when I first got diagnosed, I, on the surface, I thought, oh, everything's fine, you know, I'm going great. it all just literally came crumbling down around me. And I was 19 and I thought all the friends that I thought I had disappeared. And then I went on this roller coaster of, they said, you'll never be back in hospital, which was very far from the truth, because it was like I was then in hospital from then on. And I think that was like, that was a time in my life where I really realised it's not all about me. I made real friends after that, and I thought, you know what, I started to see life for what it really was, instead of seeing life for, you know, what I thought it was all about. And it really sent me on a different journey, I guess, into the point where I am now, working in the field, that I've always believed that you should do what you love, not do what you, people pay you to do, because I think it's not, why would you spend your life doing something you're not passionate about? I don't care if I don't earn the biggest dollars. I don't care if there's a message from me, I think, that really needs to be said to, especially for the young ones, for my kids. I really hope that we can empower them, empower women as well, and help them to understand that life's not always about the money, not always about the biggest things, you know, getting the biggest houses. Because at the end of the day, if you do that and then your husband dies of a heart attack the minute he retires, or if you do, I don't know, say you lose the weight, but then you put it back on again. I've seen a lot of things where I've learnt to just stop and smell the roses, I guess.
Okay. So Live, Love, Shine is about helping people to get to a place
people.
That you have. So yeah. How does this sort of kind of issue affect people running businesses, for example?
In businesses, I think it's about, a lot of times for me, I feel often, if your business isn't growing, I think it can often be about you, like what's going on in your life, what's going on that's stopping you. It could be a money association. If you've got certain points in life, you often know, like in your own business, there might be a point where it's getting really, really busy, or certain things are not happening. You think, you know what, I'm giving up. I'm thinking, you know, I think the businesses, most of them don't last 5 years, or if you can push past that 5 years, that's the critical stage. But often the one thing that you're thinking, the times when you want to give up, that's probably just about when you're about to hit a breakthrough. The next day you might meet somebody and think, oh, geez, isn't it lucky I didn't give up?
It's that old cartoon, isn't it, with the miner walking away
after,
there's like just that little piece to go before that big deposit.
And it's those things that you don't want to do, or the things that you think are not making impact, often they're the things that are making the difference in, you know, if you just deal with, and it's basically breaking it down. I always say, pick two things. Don't go, okay, we can have our goals of, you know, getting a balance in your life. Two things. Work on two things. If you think, oh man, I've got to get up. Right, I'm going to get out tomorrow. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start hitting the job. I'm going to do all of these things. And one thing doesn't, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. If you can just say two things, right, if it's my health that's falling, I'm thinking my job's not happening, but you know what? My health's in order. I need to get to the gym. My husband's like, babe, don't worry about the gym. Just, you know, you're feeling, you know what? My health, if I don't get my health set today, or that's going to impact on my, and it's not like saying, all right, I'm going to hit the gym for 5 hours, you know, every day. It's like, okay, I'm just going to go, if it means I get up a bit earlier, I take a walk, or just small baby steps, because I know for myself, I'm not going to go and like my husband, he can go hard at the, you know, I'm going to do all these cycling classes every week, because I've done it before where I've thought, oh, yeah, and I've lost. And then you basically go back and I think, can't be bothered. I'm just going to. So it's basically small chunks, baby steps.
And is that what you guys do to help other people?
That's what we do.
People?
We help to coach people to basically, and it's a long-term thing. Someone said the other day, oh, you know, is it one of those quick thing? No, it's about, we are there. We're not just there to say, okay, here, off you go. It's dealing with those things, because I know, and when they come up, holding people's hands. Mm. It's not. Often health is issues that, you know, you don't want to see. It's a personal issue that people don't want to deal with in their own life. Things might be going great, but it's always an emotional thing, and you've got to expect things to be. As soon as you set a goal, you can almost guarantee you want to go to the gym tomorrow. It's going to start raining, or something's going to happen. You're just going to think, everyone's going to say, what are you doing? Or, you know, people can sense change. And when you make, not if it doesn't have to be health, it can be business and anything. People can sense that you're going to change. Push past that, and that's why we are there, to hold people's hands, so that when that does happen, we're checking in with people, we're constantly, and we have groups where we online monitor people, because it's not easy.
It almost sounds like you're a resilience coach.
Yeah.
It's the when I go, this is what I want to do, Lee, and you go, yep, that'll work. You help me plan it. You go, yep, cool, and I go, yeah, no worries, I'm right. And then I go, but what about? But hang on a minute, I thought this was going to succeed and it didn't. It didn't meet my expectations. What
that's
do
right.
I do now? Is that?
That's right.
So I can call you and go, I've just run into a wall, and you go, don't worry about it. It's only a little wall.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That sounds like something everybody needs, because we do. We set up these plans and these ideas, and our little voices in our head go, I mean, mine's the guy in the green shirt.
Yeah.
I should never, ever listen to the voice of, for the guy who wears the green shirt in my head. He always leads me astray, and I always end up doing crazy things when I I let him have control.
Yeah.
However, the guy in the yellow shirt's not too bad.
Oh, there's a good one, too. There's always...
Always a good one. But I always find that the guy in the green shirt, he's much more fun.
Yeah.
And I know that if I listen to him, it's going to sabotage what I'm trying to do.
It is.
Yeah. But I do it anyway.
I know.
So if I could say at that stage, go, Lee, I'm listening to the guy in the green shirt.
And we're already there before you get to that stage thinking, because it does happen.
Yeah.
And that's why we do check in, because it does, in those moments, you need someone in your corner. Yeah. They're basically there to hold your hand. And because everyone does, like you said, have that good one, and that's about, it's always important to have someone on your side.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Live, Love, Shine is the guys that are there, they partner with you for success, so that you can really meet the goals, face those challenges, and get on and rock the world.
Get on, that's it. Brilliant. Get your health on.
And get your health on. I love it. So if people want to grab hold of your hand so you can help lead them through where they need to go, how do they get hold of you?
So on Facebook, I'm on Live, Love, Shine. If you just do a search, Lee at Live, Love, Shine. So do a search, Lee at Live, Love, Shine, or if you search us on the internet, liveloveshine.com.au, you'll find us there too.
Yep. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Really look forward to actually maybe some of our guys getting hold of you so they can get that resilience.
Get that health back.
Get that health back. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Lee.
No worries. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.